from a body says his country categorically rejects the U.N. Security Council resolution imposing new sanctions over its nuclear and missile programs, but those sanctions are getting a big thumbs up from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, among others. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm watching the clock. It is moving in a fast circle right now.
Did wow, you see was that timed well?
My goodness. It's 4 p.m. It's 10
okay.
after 4 already.
So what we have is a clock that locks itself to the universal time signal from WWV, and it has apparently lost the signal. So the solution to that is I go move the clock into the front of the building where it can hear the radio.
Really? Could you explain that one more time?
Okay. Station WWV in Fort Collins, Colorado, sends out a time signal. And if you've ever played around with a shortwave radio, it's kind of
Okay.
Those are very precisely, it's like the main clock before we had the internet. It was the main clock for the country. And all these watches and clocks and things like that that don't tie to the internet rely on this radio signal to set themselves. So our station clock has obviously lost that signal and now it has to reset. Yeah.
Well, it's so much more complicated than what I would imagine. I was thinking that maybe there was a battery that had gone defunct. Or it was the end of a battery. Boy, we have a lot to talk about this morning. 79 degrees in the downtown studios. Can you believe it? It feels humid out there today because we do have a 20% chance of thunderstorms, then mostly sunny. Tonight calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms again, then mostly clear with our lows of around 68. Now, Wednesday calls for a sunny day with our highs of around 95. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night with 62. Thursday calls for partly sunny. Friday calls for sunny near 88. Saturday near 87. Listen to this, because this is our houseboat weekend at lovely Holiday Harbor. So excited to go out there. Myself and three other girlfriends. You may see us hooping and hollering, but gosh, can you imagine? Friday night, the lows will be 57. You know, that's going to be that thank you for that cool breeze. You sleep out under the stars in the cool
It'll
breeze.
It'll be in the 40s there. You'll freeze. We're going to find three popsicles on Saturday.
Okay.
Four popsicles on Saturday because it's going to be in the 40s out there on the lake.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We love our sponsors. Please tell them Carl and Linda sent you.
There you go. Good morning, everybody. And phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. On the news today, the evacuations are lifted for most of the areas for the Helena fires. And people can get
Helena.
Back in there. That's what I thought I said. What did I say?
You said Helena. I mean, I'm just saying it's Helena, so go ahead.
Does this mean that every time you pronounce a word, I get to correct it?
No, it just means that we have so many floods and fires. It's kind of confusing as to where Hollywood, Florida, flood, Hollywood, California. So it's Helena.
Hollywood, California is flooding?
No.
It's in the hills.
Meanwhile, out in the wilds of California.
Helena. Here we're going back in new areas. Okay, now. People are moving back to South Florida. So today, I spent a variety of months at different times in Key West, Florida, working down there. They have a submarine lock-in, lock-out chamber that people would practice with. They have the Special Forces unit down there. The combat diving course of the Special Forces is down in Key West, plus the Navy.
and does drug interdictions down there. So I saw photos of the damage and the destruction in Key West, Florida, and it's unbelievable, just unbelievable. The and now the USS Carrier, I think Abraham Lincoln, is sitting off right off the coast there along with a couple of amphib ships. And you say, okay, what are they there for? Well, search and rescue for one thing. But here's what they can do. They can come in and provide literally hundreds of thousands of gallons of fresh water out of the out of ocean water through a reverse osmosis process they have. And water is absolutely pure. So pure that it almost tastes different than what you're used to. And so they can provide just hundreds of thousands of gallons of water. What else can Abraham Lincoln do? That's the amphib ships can do that. They can provide power. Because they have a nuclear reactor that they can run power to shore and light up a lot of the houses there, and I don't mean make them glow because it's a nuke. The also the Marines and the sailors that are on these amphibs are there, and they've got helicopters. They can bring in food. They can bring in they've got medical facilities on these amphib ships that you know as people. I mean these are like state of the art because they're in there for combat. Casualties that they can bring back into the ship with several of them have like surgery rooms. You've got intensive care. You've got a number of other ability to take care of people that way. Plus the manpower, plus the equipment that can get through the damage. They can bring in bulldozers. They can bring in all types of stuff. So these are the types of things that the Marines and sailors off of these ships can do.
Here's to the 4th Fleet, unlike the 7th.
7th Fleet, on the other hand, is still going. 7th Fleet, as we know, has had, oh gosh, what now, four major accidents in the last year.
Yeah, it's two rules collisions. Of seamanship.
Two collisions. But, you know, and you ask yourself,
why?
How can you miss a 600-foot long tanker.
You're doing this whole time, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This is your job.
They just relieved, the 7th Fleet admiral. They relieved him. They've relieved a couple of other, of course, ship captains that smashed another ship.
You think they just got a little light on their discipline?
I don't know if it was that. I did hear something to the effect is that they thought maybe their guidance systems, there's something wrong with their guidance systems.
Well, beyond that.
But don't you have... Don't you have watches set
so you have out there where
you're
eyeballs.
Looking around? Yeah, I mean, you're looking around for things. And were these at night? One of them was during the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, the basic rules of seamanship.
How do you run into it?
In fact, a government watchdog is saying that many of those vessels based out of Japan were lacking their certifications. They were way out of date as far as their training. And one of the excuses being put forth is that they're just too busy carrying out missions to train. I'm sorry, I've been there. I've done that. That is not an excuse for ignoring basic seamanship.
I agree, and I would think if this is your job and you're getting paid to be in the Navy, it is a job. You're serving, but you're getting paid to do that. And there is a chain of command. You need to be held accountable to be the best, and I think it does go from the top, does it not?
Yeah. Let's remember the reason why there is, in fact, any fleet that a nation has put to sea is when it becomes necessary to perform combat operations. We appear, from all indications, to be worse off than the Navy was on December 7th, 1941, by all appearances.
Nah, come
on. In terms of readiness...
You know what? We're looking.
I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope you're wrong too. I think you're wrong on that because look at the 4th Fleet. Look at the 3rd Fleet. These guys are out there every day. You know, you're not hearing weird things happen. This could just be
an
aberration. Yeah, it could be. Well, it's a cluster, all right. Can you imagine how the captain of that ship, who's sleeping, he was asleep at night because it was in the morning on one of those collisions. Mm. When they run into something, right then, the instant they touched. The microsecond his ship collided with that other ship, his career was over. Nope, yeah, he wasn't on the bridge, but his people were on the bridge. All he could do was make sure try to recover the bodies, because in both cases, we lost 18 sailors in those two collisions. 18 sailors that were killed, and they were killed. It's peacetime, and they ran into another ship. Anyway.
Well, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, five things you need to know this Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit about Irma, some statistics regarding some of the storms, et cetera, some other things.
Oh, you know,
Bob's going to be excited about one of the things that we're going to talk about.
And I also am going to tell you the five things to take away from Hillary Clinton's book so you don't have to buy it or read it.
That's one of these in
oh,
here.
That's one of those. Well, I've got five things that you can take. I can tell you right now about Clinton's book. You don't even have to read it now. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by one of our newest sponsors, Cornerstone Community Bank. We like to tell, you know, we want to tell people they want to welcome their friends and neighbors down to the new branch in downtown Reading, just a block south of Jack's Grill on the corner there. Come tour their second location serving the Reading area and meet their team of professionals. Very, very great group of people down there. They have drive-through teller and ATM, extended business hours, safe deposit boxes, and more. All of this at Cornerstone Community Bank at 1845 California Street. Head on down there and how they are moving and see how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Paint Mart for service and quality. For value and pride, it shows. Paint Mart is always here for you.
We've studied the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinning, in-stock and special order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint smart with Benjamin Moore paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart. Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best-equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Kicking our 1460 on this Tuesday morning. It's the 12th. Oh, gosh. And yesterday, Bob, you were down, you were up at the flag for the 9/11 ceremonies.
Yeah, pretty impressive. A bigger turnout than what I expected.
great. I'm glad to see that. We love patriotism.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California. He teaches in 28 counties. In fact, he's on his way down south this week. He's got classes going on down there. He's got instructors throughout all the counties there training people. And if you're looking for the most comprehensive CCW training, you're going to find it there at Northern Firearms Instruction. Plus, defensive pistol, advanced pistol classes, tactical rifle, everything at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Five things you need to know on Tuesday. Weak and Irma expected to soak southwest. Irma was forecast to bring damaging winds and flooding to the southeast states Tuesday as it treks northward. After declaring Irma a tropical depression, the National Hurricane Center discontinued all storm surge and tropical weather watches and warnings related to Irma. The storm killed at least three people in Georgia and one in South Carolina on Monday. Seven million people were left without power. Air travelers are expected to face significant disruptions again. More than 10,000 flights have been canceled due to the storm. A couple bright spots here. Miami's airport is expected to reopen to limited flights, and Cruise, Giants, Royal Caribbean, and Carnival plan to resume sailing out of Florida. Also, Beyonce, Oprah, headline telethon for hurricane relief. They are going to be doing a one-hour hand-in-hand benefit for hurricane relief at 8 p.m. on Fox. Let's see, what's the date? Well, maybe it's tonight. Doesn't say. Tuesday. It's tonight. Apple expected Bob. Woohoo! Expected to unveil its redesigned.
One of those five things you need to know about today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it is. Apple expected to unveil its redesigned iPhone. This is big.
Absolutely. This will be the first press conference held at the $5 billion so-called spaceship campus that has been the big buzz. We're expecting three phones to be released. Now, there's been a ton of leaks from this, particularly of the firmware for the phone, which experts have been looking at. Unless this is something that was intentionally released by Apple, it was an internal, because an awful lot of money gets offered for these leaks. Three models, the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, and a 10th anniversary iPhone X. That's the $1,000 phone that everybody's hearing about. Now, none of this is absolutely verified, and it won't be set in stone until Tim Cook comes out on stage and makes his announcements.
So why should we be excited? I mean, I've got a phone. I can make phone calls off it. I can.
If you're an Apple person, Bob's getting a phone. A call. You should ask James Mazzotta that, who will wait in line, has waited in line for a day. He's waited in line. It got there at 2 o'clock in the morning, drove all night to be a person in line for one of the iPhone, I think i7, to come out.
Well, okay. But, again, I go back to this is so what? My phone, I have a flip phone. I don't have a flip phone now, but
sound
I
like
have
Grandpa
a flip phone.
At the end of the table.
No, I have a flip phone that if I opened it up, you know, I can make phone calls. I can send little texts on it. I don't. I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone that you gave to me because you wanted a bigger one.
I passed it down.
It's like hand-me-downs. I guess I'm lucky that you're not taller than me. I'd be wearing dresses. Here's the thing is that it's what does it give you that just says, oh, my God, I've got to have it?
Well, some people have to have the latest and greatest device.
Okay,
and there are some ice sheets. Well, for some people,
yes,
it is.
Okay.
So
the young ladies,
what does it offer that the other one doesn't?
We don't know quite yet.
Okay.
There are some rumors out there.
It does say it will ditch the home button, add wireless charging, and replace Touch ID with a system that unlocks the phone with your eye. Okay.
Well, I would point out that the Samsung Galaxy S7, which I have been using for over a year now, had wireless charging from the get-go. I set it in the cradle at night. The nice thing about wireless charging is, of course, you're not putting wear and tear on the port in the phone every time you plug it in.
Okay.
That's the nice thing about wireless charging. There are supposed to be a lot of tweaks to the operating system. Losing the home button, which is a mechanical button, that's going to be good because it's less things to break.
What's a home button?
That's the button, the button on the front of the phone that you mm-hmm. press to always return back to your
round
home
circle.
Screen.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Now, Apple's going to be streaming the event at 1 o'clock online, and they're going to provide live updates. Are you going to be doing that, Bob?
I'll wait for the synopsis to come out.
Okay. Now, here's what else is on the top five things out of USA Today you must know. Clinton blames Russia for her loss to Trump.
Okay, and let me add the other four things you need to know about the Clinton book so you don't have to read it. She had the representative from Utah mixed up with Rance Prius. That was one. Two, she asked Bush if she should go to George Bush if she should go to the inauguration. He said, "Yeah, you should go to that." So she did. That's where she met the new Secretary of the Interior, who had called her an antichrist at one time. She said, "See, I'm not an antichrist," and he said, very embarrassed. The fact is that Obama urged her to run for presidency, and at the end, it was just her and Bill. After everybody was gone, she laid in bed with Bill and said, "You know," she said, "I felt like I hadn't slept for 10 years." So there, that's everything you need to know about the except that Clinton blamed everybody, of course, except herself for the loss to the to Trump, who, by any stretch of the imagination, with everything that was going on, shouldn't have won, but he did. So.
Okay, well,
here's the other thing. She's never going to run for office.
Okay, her quote, "Because there's no doubt in my mind that Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted me to lose and wanted Trump to win." So that was under a first live interview after the book. And the last thing, Trump's voter fraud panel reconvenes for the second time. The commission voter panel will hold its second meeting Tuesday with one of its members who dispute the committee's validity. Alan King, a Democratic lawmaker from Alabama, who wasn't sure why he was chosen to serve on the commission in the first place, won't attend the meeting due to prior commitments. Trump set up a commission to study allegations of voter fraud in last year's election, claiming the election included as many as 3 to 5 million fraudulent voters, enough to erase Hillary Clinton's advantage in the popular vote.
Well, one thing is that the state of Connecticut and Massachusetts are arguing right now because it appears that, you know, you can, I think it's in Connecticut, that you can register and vote at the same time. That they're finding that of the 4,000 or 5,000 people that did that, many of them, the vast majority of them, are not on the rolls right now. They have not gone out and gotten their driver's license. They have not set up households. So okay. That means they came across, voted that day, and went back to wherever they were from.
And you want to talk quickly about Equifax?
And by the way, by that one thing, is that race for governor was decided by about 1,500 to 2,000 votes.
Okay.
So, you know, and so where does it come into effect? Right there. And this is, look it up. You can see that this is a real problem they're having.
Let's talk about Equifax.
Figure it out.
Quickly.
Equifax.
People will take a break.
Okay.
Well, what happened?
Equifax is one of the largest credit checking companies in America, maybe the world. And they were hacked to the extent of, Bob, $143 million, or is that right?
Something
like that?
The numbers vary depending on who you ask. About half of their entire user base. Let's face it, if you want to buy something on credit, your information is there at a credit reporting agency.
Everything.
Right down to your shoe size.
Your Social Security number, your date of birth, everything.
Yeah, 143 million, according to Fox News.
Was hacked. So already there's been 23 lawsuits, class action lawsuits started.
They're saying to lower the risk of becoming a victim of identity. Here it is. Yeah, I was looking for the number, 143. Becoming a victim of identity theft and financial fraud after the data breach at Equifax, America should place a security freeze on their credit reports and delete any suspicious emails that could dupe them into releasing personal data to cyber thieves.
Well, here's the deal. The hack was discovered on July the 29th. They did not publicly disclose this until September the 7th.
Hmm.
Mm.
So that's being looked at by, of course, the result will be passing another law that will do nothing, but that's...
Well, what they'll do is they're going to be paying billions this one. Yeah. Billions. Okay, by the way, we just got a from the chat room that...
Morning, chat room!
That another comment from the Hillary book. Was that he just received a letter from Hillary Clinton, and she is blaming him for the loss. I have never felt more proud in my life. And there was a P.S. She also blamed my dog.
Please.
Okay, yes, approximately $143 million, and we have very little control over this access and accumulation of our data. The thing about it is that you're right. If you're going to buy something, they run you through these credit agencies. Equifax, who's the other ones? There's a couple others.
Equifax, TransUnion.
And there's one more.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But they run you through that. And if you don't, so all your information's there. I'm just surprised it's taken them this long to hack into something like that. Just think, they've got it all. They've got credit card numbers. They've got everything. If I was you, I'd start checking your stuff.
Yeah, and like I said, be careful with any kind of emails. Don't just open them up. We have a tendency to do that. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got two different guests in the 7:30 and the 7:45 with events that are happening here in the North State. So stay tuned. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Okay,
over 25
we're running
years.
The air conditioning, still. But we're going to be flipping it right over to the heater before you know it.
We'll have our one-day fall.
That's right. So give them a call at 221-2642. Make sure you get on their list. Get them to come in, look at your air conditioning heating system, get your filters replaced, get the experts in your house, the ones that we love and trust, Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales parts and service.
Conservative, Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning, everybody. It is about 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. Good morning. Linda and I are here with a couple of heroes, local heroes, from the Seroptimus Club. Yeah, you guys are heroes.
Seroptimus International of Reading.
That's right. We're here with Lorraine Ramston, who is with, besides being with the Seroptimus, is also the store manager over at Kubler's. And, of course, Linda G., who is president of the Seroptimus here in Reading.
International of Reading. We're here to talk with our two great ladies today about the Seroptimus International of Reading's 20th Anniversary Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And would you just tell us all about what the day is? And your speakers are always phenomenal. I've attended almost every year. And the speakers always leave us with such a positive feeling, their life's journey of what they've been through. So what can we look forward to this October 6th?
Teresa Rines is a cancer survivor, author, attorney by trade, and an advocate, and she is phenomenal. She wrote a book called The Dog Got Cancer, and So Did I, something like that. I survived it. It's really exciting. It's called The Dog Lived and So Will I.
The Dog Lived and So Will I. That's great.
She loves her dogs.
It's a beagle hound.
So she's going to be coming here, and I just really would like to encourage everybody to buy tickets for this event. It's really informative and fun. And you guys on the 6th, too, you're having a beauty bar.
Yes.
Which is something different, and actually cocktails, like pink champagne or something.
Yeah, it's something different. We want to celebrate 20 years. We started in 1998, and it wasn't a luncheon at the time. It started out as a informational put on by doctors. And we thought that this year that the Pretty in Pink, or All in Pink celebration, is to celebrate our survivors with pink nails, pink lips, pink hair extensions, and a massage if you want it.
Great.
So, yeah, and we decided this year that why not have a little champagne?
Hey, it's always good, especially if you're like raffle items.
You know who went with me one time was Coach Bob.
Coach Bob went with you?
Coach Bob. And I had a table, and Coach Bob, and you know, there are a lot of men that attend this. So we always think, why, you know, breast cancer isn't just for women. It affects every person of all ages.
And well, I mean, if you have a breast cancer survivor or somebody that's with that in your family, you're always touched by
that.
Yes,
you're touched by it. So, statistics.
Yes, and men are heroes as well when you have a woman with breast cancer. So it's a lot of times it becomes a two-pack.
A two-pack. So, Linda G., what has it been for you? What, like, for you, you said you're retired, but you're not really retired. You're the president of Seroptimus.
Yes.
So what's that like for you, and what brought you to Seroptimus?
My mother. she first got me introduced into Seroptimus. She goes, oh, let's go to lunch. So we go to lunch, and the next thing I know it, I'm in Seroptimus.
Okay. So, and how many years ago was that?
That was almost 9 years ago.
Nine years?
Almost.
So now you're president. And what does that mean for you?
President means that I'd like to see the club have more exposure so that we get, that people know we do more than just breast cancer, that we do Pioneer Luncheon and we do awards. We have awards for women because that is our goal. Our goal is to empower women and girls. And so we have a scholarship, well, a grant, really, for our students. And then we have a scholarship for women helping women. And then we have Live Your Dream. And we've been doing the Pioneer Luncheon for 68 years. And it's for people 62 years old and have lived in Shasta County for more than 50 years.
Wow.
The Pioneer Luncheon.
Yes.
Oh, that's
And we
great.
Serve over 400 people.
Wow. Okay. So That's really great. See, that's insight. That's a little insight for our listeners. And we're here again with our gals from Soroptimus to talk about this. We want to push the event for October 6th. Tickets are for sale at Kubler's. And where else? We have Banner Real Estate, or call Cheryl at 510-9988. You can buy a table.
Right.
All the proceeds are used for funding the breast cancer detection through diagnostic and screening services. That's all local. Is that what we're talking
yes.
about? So all the money that's raised there helps people that maybe don't have the money for breast cancer detection or screening.
Right. It stays local.
Everything stays local here. And, of course, Teresa Ryan, who is a cancer survivor and animal advocate, attorney and author and reluctant optimist. So I kind of like that, too.
Her dog also had cancer.
Yeah, and her dog had cancer, too, and they both lived.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's always a good sign, things like that. Okay, what's the most important thing, Lorraine, that you get from, I mean, I know you're giving of yourself to Soroptimus, but what do you receive, would you say?
It's just satisfaction knowing that we help women and girls and children, in the community, seeing them grow, like through the awards. Of course, the breast cancer awareness started out as just a volunteer for me, but it's not just a volunteer. We've seen through the years that we've covered mammograms, and once the insurance situation changed, we found that there was more need than ever for other detection, breast cancer detection services, such as bilateral mammograms, biopsies, sonograms, and they cost big money, and a lot of women were slipping through the cracks. So we partnered up with the imaging companies here in Reading, MD Imaging, Advanced Imaging, and Women's Health, so that no woman walks away without having those tests because she cannot afford them. And I guess that's a passion. And we put a brochure together, and we revised it, and we brought more information in it because women don't realize that there's ways to prevent breast cancer, breast health. And we're here to give them some information on that. We also have, on the backside, we have some of our vendors that give of their time, free wigs, free transportation. There is so much in the community to help women with breast cancer, so they're not alone, and it's not a deep pockets for them. There are services out there. So if you know of any woman who needs to have breast cancer detection services and is too afraid to come forward because it'll break her bank or she'll end up without a home, just put them over to the Soroptimus of Reading. We have a website. We have a telephone number, and we're out there.
It sounds like it. This is a lot of, you know, I mean, it's really good information there that people that, you know, because some things you get your regular cancer scan, your mammogram, or a, what was the other one? They can do it by sonogram or something like that. But mm-hmm. then sometimes you need to go to that next step, right. And people can't afford it because that's not covered by the insurance, I don't think, in some cases.
Either that or they have high deductibles.
Yeah. Or high deductibles, like yeah. you said. Yeah. So, Soroptimus International of Reading.
And men. We also assist men, support men in this, too. Yeah.
Men also get breast cancer.
Yes.
And it's,
yes.
It's not a huge percentage, not a large percentage, but men get it. So, and that in itself is probably, for a man, that's really tough.
Oh, and yeah. When does the bridge light up?
I believe it's the last Thursday in October. Think Pink has that, and we participate in it. We're partners with them. We've been doing business, shall we say, for 20 years. They just celebrated their 20th year last year.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All
okay.
right. So we're talking about Friday, October 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, All in Pink Survivor Celebration. Starts at 10 a.m. It's a luncheon. It's the 20th anniversary of the Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon for Soroptimus International of Reading. Teresa Ryan is going to be the guest speaker, a cancer survivor, as was in her book that she wrote. It was about how she and her dog both had cancer and both survived.
Now, the sponsorships, if you're interested and you're listening right now and have a business, you can do a silver sponsorship, which is eight tickets to the event, and your banner, that's $500. Your gold sponsorship could be $1,000, which is one VIP table, banner at event, of course, photo opportunity with keynote speaker and verbal acknowledgement during event. These are great for some businesses and for people that just want to put their money behind something that would be like Sereptis International Reading's 20th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon.
We need to say this, too. Breast cancer is one of the cancers that can be cured.
Yes.
If caught early, there's three types. But breast cancer is one. If they catch it early, they can. People have a life expectancy of anybody. Yeah.
I just want to put in real quickly that Beauty Care Choices out of Shasta Lake is providing the beauty, the pink lips, the pink fingernails, the pink extensions, and of course we have the IoT technology is doing the massages.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ladies. Now, we look forward to it, and of course we'll be running PSAs on this as well, and look forward to maybe we can get this author to call in once we can set that all up.
Remember, tickets can are at Kubler's Furniture, Banner Real Estate, or call Cheryl at 510-9988. Thanks a lot to Linda G. and Lorraine Ramston for coming here for the Sereptis International Reading's 20th Anniversary Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Are Are you ready for the next segment of our show here on KCNR 1460 at 7:48 on this beautiful Tuesday, and currently 79 degrees here in downtown Reading?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated. This is where Linda and I go if we're going to purchase firearms. All the firearms, accessories you could possibly want down there. Great customer service and discounts for veterans. Give them a call, 222-8222, or just better yet, just stop by Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, we are here with Riverfront, and we're here, with, of course, with Samantha Fork.
Hello.
And
our director of the play we're about to begin to break down and talk about.
Two on the aisle, three in the van. Jen Gomez.
Good morning.
And Chris Gomez.
Good morning.
The now, actors in the play.
The two on the aisle, three in a van, could be anything.
It could be anything. But what it actually is a show about a theater group. So we're kind of like Theater Inception. It's a show within a show within a show.
As the kids say, it's very meta.
Is it quirky?
A riddle?
It is hilarious.
I'm getting it's quirky.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It really takes a lot of situations that have actually happened at Riverfront and put them on stage. It's almost like the author of the play put hidden cameras in our playhouse and then wrote a script about what she saw.
So, Jen, what part do you play?
I play Jeannie, who is the stage manager / techie. And
which is kind of close to home.
Right. And I have grown to despise the actors. And they just annoy me. And I believe I get some of the best lines because I just get to be snarky the whole time and just call them out on things. And it's one of the funnest roles I've ever done.
Probably. Do you kind of like feel like finally I can say out loud the things I think?
There's certain spots in the play that, yes, absolutely.
I felt that really? In 1985. Hey, Chris, how about you?
I play Eric. He's a director of shows that wants to be a very artistic. So everything to him needs to be darker than it needs to be. So,
oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, he would make, there's a joke in there about Sesame Street. He would make Sesame Street very much like Dexter. Like, yeah. everything needs to be a lot darker than it needs to be. Because it's for art's sake.
Big Bird needs to have, needs to have some really... Oedipal problems. Or,
you yeah. guys aren't this old, but that reminds me of Ted Knight.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ted. Everything was so had to be so much more. All right, so let's talk to our director in the house, who this show will be celebrating 20 years.
20 years.
Of the very first play that you directed, or Riverfront?
The very first play I directed was at Riverfront. 20 years ago to the month was Streetcar Named Desire. And actually, one of my actors, my actor who played Stanley in that, is also in this, Russell Pyatt. And the woman who played Stella in Streetcar Named Desire is running our lights and sound for this show.
Stella!
So,
oh, my gosh. You decide to come in hardcore, don't you?
It is, you know, with our move coming up, this is the last chance that I would have to direct in the space that we're in right now, which, honestly, I started at that space at Riverfront when I was 12 years old. So I've been there, won't say how many years, but a lot of years.
So this is it, then, for the old Riverfront.
There will be a few more shows,
okay.
But before we move, this was the last chance I was going to have to
get
right
there. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, we're looking at... opening the new theater probably around February or March.
Right.
But, yeah, this will be the last. There's going to be a Christmas show and probably one more show after. So we're looking maybe at two more shows after this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sam was taking this opportunity to really get a
great
show close to her heart.
And bittersweet.
It is very bittersweet. Actually, the set I have worked in, if you come and see this show, or not if, when you come see the show, because you do not want to miss it because it's hilarious. When you look around the set, there are Easter eggs. So when you're looking, there's things all over the place that call back to shows that have been at Riverfront throughout the years that I've been involved with.
Oh, what a great idea.
So it's one big inside joke.
Okay, so it's called, the play is called Two on the Aisle, Three in a Van. Again, two in the aisle, three in a van. You're hearing, you're going to hear this play title, and you say, what is it about? What's it about? Well, now you know. It's a play within a play, like actors that are, like, you're watching inside a group, right? Well, give it to me.
What you're watching is the backstage. The playhouse that these actors are at doesn't have quite enough money or space for a green room, and so the actors are in the alleyway behind the theater. And
that's even more of a visual.
Yeah. And there's a van on stage.
They're the lifeblood. This is basically the behind the scenes telling the story of the lifeblood of theater. The people that put in all the blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen.
Okay, yeah. Jen. Yes. Favorite lines there, kiddo.
Oh, I don't think I can say my favorite lines on the radio.
It does have adult language.
Okay. Tell me one of the ones that can make it on the radio.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I like that. So there's a character that I truly despise, and he breaks my coffee maker, and that's near and dear to my heart. And so I tell him that he has to buy me coffee. And when he finally does buy me coffee, he buys me cinnamon banana macadamia nut, decaf, and I'm not happy.
Okay, please don't say anything.
Words,
don't say anything there, because right there, I can understand it probably.
Bob Lunge is over there going, oh!
I said, I've grown to hate the actors.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like something you were putting on this play. You know what? Frankly, you're not putting enough emotion into this, because this is really dark. And then the lady backstage is going, you know what? You all are a bunch of asses. And that's the nicest thing I can say about you.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the director has totally lost control of what's going on here, except Samantha hasn't.
Because, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we have tickets.
The character director.
We have tickets for Wednesday, September 20th for this wonderful production at 7:30 p.m. Give us a call here at 605-4567. You don't want to miss. Hey, listen, do we need right now, with what's been going on in the world, we need a laugh. We need to get lost. Theater is the greatest place to get lost. And here's your chance. Give us a call. We'd love to give you these tickets. Again, there's only just a few more productions at the old Riverfront on Cypress. And so you won't get lost. You know exactly what we're talking about. I'm sure you've been there if you've been in Reading for over 20 years or under, even in 5 years you've been there. So give us a call. We'd love to give these tickets to you. What else do you have to say about the play?
It's wonderful. There's a lot of other very talented actors other than the people in this room. We have a total of 10 actors on stage in the play, including Sean Sampson, Russell Payette, Mallory Glavin, both Bill and Lisa Collins, Shay Little, and Joshua Wright.
And Ian Dalzell.
Okay, so is there a van on stage?
Yes. There is a van. I believe it's a 1967 VW van.
It's a real van.
Does that belong to somebody?
It does, and he said it's not for sale.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is for sale for about $20,000,
right.
But when
you
see
it, when people say
not worth
not
the $20,000,
people go, oh, it's not for sale. See, every time I hear that, I know that they're lying through their teeth, because everything, except Linda, everything's for sale. You're going, really, I'd really like to have that van for, $25,000. Here, it's the pink.
Yep.
Here, let me just sign that one over to you right there.
So let's talk about this play again. Two on the aisle, three in a van, the Collins, the Gomez's. I mean, the list goes on of really fun.
The first families of theater.
Yeah, the first families of theater here in Reading.
I was so lucky to get, when I was auditioning and people kept walking through the door, my heart kept going up and up and up, and my excitement got more and more and more. I mean, these are all people that I have been friends with for, 10, 20 years. And to have everybody be in the show for this production, my last one that I'm going to be able to do at this place that I've basically grown up at, it's been a very fulfilling experience. So,
now, do you also act in the productions?
I do. I prefer to tell people what to do.
Right.
And as I'm getting older, the lines are harder to remember. I'm not going to lie. But
being off book there. So there's a lot of dialogue in this. There's a lot of snippety snip, back and forth.
This is one of the funniest scripts I've ever read. Like, taking me out of the equation of being in it, like not being biased, like, had I not been in it, reading the script is laugh out loud funny. And when you add in people who are very talented and who know timing, comedic timing, which is very important to the show, we have that too. So you're going to be able to just hit these. There's going to be some lines you're going to hear, and you're going to probably leave the theater, and then you're going to go, oh, okay, that was. And then you're going to laugh. When you can leave a show and then laugh later because you're finally getting the jokes, you know you got a winner.
That's
there.
Great. Well, most of our cast is Reading improv players.
Yeah. It sounds like that's what we're going to be hearing, that kind of patter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we may have some great announcements to make about that here in the near future. The Riverfront Playhouse, 2 on the Isle, 3 in the Van, produced, of course, by Samantha Fork, and having just the bright stars that we have here. All the gang is down there, including Chris and Jen Gomez there. But it's going to be a great play. If you want a ticket, give us a call, 605-4567. And we're going to give away 2 or 4 tickets here. And it's going to be Wednesday, September 20th. When we get back, we're going to have Dr. Doug McConnell with us. And we're going to be talking about the healthcare crisis that we're facing right here in Redding.
News sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida remains closed, but appears to have weathered Hurricane Irma nicely. The same holds true at adjoining Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Inspection crews were out in full force today. Power has been restored to NASA and Air Force facilities, but water service is still out. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says Irma battered the Florida Keys.
25% of the houses initially have been destroyed and 65% have major damage. Basically, every house in the Keys was impacted in some way or another. This is why we ask people to leave.
Hurricanes Harvey and Irma combined are likely to cause some problems for the U.S. economy moving forward. Here's correspondent Tim McGuire.
Harvey's shutdown of nearly 20% of the oil refineries has caused a big jump in gas prices around the country. The tourism industry and other businesses in Florida are likely to take a big hit from Irma. Analysts say both storms could slow the economy as much as a percentage point this quarter. On the bright side, reconstruction in Texas and Florida and replacing all those ruined cars and other goods should provide big economic boosts later this year and early next.
Global shares were mostly higher today, encouraged by optimism on the Wall Street as Hurricane Irma weakened a bit and did less damage than many had been expected. 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton pointing several fingers of blame as she discussed her loss in last year's presidential election with NPR News, saying it was hard to shake the crooked Hillary theme used by her rival Donald Trump.
It really was hard to break out from under that. And then, unfortunately, the Comey letter, aided to great measure by the Russian WikiLeaks, raised all those doubts again.
Mrs. Clinton telling NPR that she has many what-ifs about her loss last year. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 49 points. The NASDAQ up by 3. More from townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full, free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
A Nevada university will soon put a coveted high-priced Stradivarius violin on the auction block to help pay for its new arts building.
The Reno Gazette-Journal reports the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents gave approval last week for the University of Nevada and Reno to sell the famous brand instrument, which is expected to net millions of dollars. The school's music department received it as a gift from a donor, which allowed graduate students to use it as part of their studies. The school says it'll now use the money from the sale to help pay for its $35 million University Arts Center building. It's believed there are only about 650 Stradivarius violins in existence. Keith Peters reporting.
Good news for Los Angeles in its bid to host the Olympics. L.A. has received its formal go-ahead to host the 2028 Games, getting a thumbs up from the International Olympic Committee's Evaluation Commission. And tomorrow, the full IOC is expected to award the 2024 Games to Paris, the 2028 in Los Angeles. More from townhall.com. A ninth person has died after a shooting at that football party in North Texas.
Still an active crime scene 2 days later. Nine now gone, including the gunman. He was taken out by Plano Police Chief Greg Russian, who went into the house by himself before waiting for backup. 27-year-old Meredith Hyde owns a home and had recently filed for divorce from her husband. Neighbors heard arguing Sunday, then 30 to 40 shots. One person is hospitalized. Val Dior reporting.
Care for a new iPhone? How about $1,000, please? Apple is expected to unveil a dramatically redesigned iPhone today with a lot of upgrades. It will be its first product event that it's holding at its new spaceship-like headquarters in Cupertino, California. True to its secretive ways, Apple has not confirmed exactly what all the big announcements will include, though a financial forecast issued last month telegraphed something significant in the development pipeline. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the dead center of downtown Reading. Ground zero, where everything is happening right here.
Geographic.
We are at ground zero right here. Anyway, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
A little of the weather outlook. It's currently 79 degrees. Good morning, everybody, on this 12th day, this Tuesday of September. It looks like we are going to have around 99 today. Our lows will be 68. There is about a 20% chance of thunderstorms occurring today as well as tonight. Sunny tomorrow with our highs of 95. And then the forecast calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms, then mostly clear with tomorrow's 62. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 84. What?
I'm just helping.
Okay. And Thursday night calls for a low of around 56.
Whoa.
Friday calls for a high of 88.
Getting better.
Friday night, 57. Saturday, 87.
Do you have Monday?
Okay, so Monday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 79.
There you go. Under 80 on Monday. Right. 80 or under on next Monday.
Do you think we're going to go from like hot
weather
to
report.
Fall?
Weather report.
We need a party.
Our Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Where they give senior and veteran discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. And again, a shout out to all of our sponsors today. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We love our sponsors. That's what keeps us on the air.
That's right. And this is for Doug specifically. Bella La Vie wigs. Time for a change, Doug. Time to come in there with hair down to your, down to your shoulders. Well, you
go
to Bella La Vie Wig Boutique, right across from the Cascade Theater. You know, if you mention Carl and Linda or KCNR 1460, you get a good, great.
Or you'll get stabbed.
Or they'll stab you. No, you get a discount. You need to go down there. This is something that Heidi has started and has made very much of a success of, is Bella La Vie Wigs. So if you're looking for that change or always that perfect hairdo, go down and see Bella La Vie Wigs.
We can get set him up with the William Shatner special.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. And
good
there's
morning.
A number of things that I want to talk about.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'm in denial on birthdays.
Oh,
but
well.
Unfortunately, people I thought were my friends now seem to remember it every year. So I'm stuck. But I appreciate that.
You celebrate the life you were the day you were born in this planet, no matter what, on this earth. Thank your mother. And your father for having you.
I will do that. Then
you're a good seed.
It's been a wonderful life.
Well, you know, the thing that always it amazed me, and I have to say this about Doug McConnell and Bonnie McConnell, and then we'll get on to the battle we're having and running to get physicians and keep physicians
okay.
here, is when I said to her one day, so do y'all, because Bonnie
It was an emergency room nurse or a heart hurt?
Labor and delivery. Well, critical care and labor and delivery.
I mean, what a calm lady. I mean, she's absolutely calm. And I mentioned one day, because a discussion was going on, I said, so do you and Doug argue very much? She says, we've never had an argument. And I stopped for a second. I looked at her. I said, okay, you're married. We know you. Mm-hmm. And you've never had an argument? She says, we have never had an argument.
I'd have to say that's probably true.
And I said, you've been married for how long?
17 years.
And you've never had an argument. But then when I look at you two, I understand that. I've seen you when there's been tension in the room and stuff like that. And you're just kind of like really laid back. But then again, you're a heart surgeon. So I guess you really should be like that.
Yeah, I can't lose my cool.
Yeah. So, but when she said that and I thought, well, you know what? That's probably, you two are probably the only two. If somebody told me that I would believe.
Really?
That we've never had a fight. Maybe a disagreement, but.
Well, we have, but it's very interesting, Bonnie, to her credit. I mean, there's always challenges, changes in life that you have to adjust to, and you can be perturbed. I mean, that's a lesser word. But she puts things in context. We tend to medically. She says, you know, it's not cancer. And perspective, sometimes you lose perspective. You can focus on the moment or winning something over somebody, but we both live in fields, in her world of OBGYN, where she would have to help some women give stillbirths, and sadly, term babies, and then counsel that person.
Mm.
That's a problem. I mean, that's a big thing in life. Or in my world, where we go to the operating room and we do heart surgery and we can't, you know, there are patients in my career where you can't get them off the heart-lung machine and you have to sit down and talk to the family.
Mm.
So when you go through those experiences, it tends to reset your perspective on what are the big things in life and what do you really worry about. So maybe that's conditioned us to not get caught up in the petty. And so often that and ego and I got to win, whatever. No, actually, as we say, it's so I think we've been sort of battle-tested in the world of the emotion and disappointments of health medicine and always trying to do our best. But the truth is, it changes your perspective. We have this saying around the house, you know, there's a lot of things in life you can't control, but the one thing that is under your control, if you choose to, is your attitude. That's about it.
Yep, I think so.
How you take the public. I
mean, it's how you, as an individual,
adapt.
Well, adapt in how you handle yourself. I mean, you can't control other people around you, but your reactions to them
can be.
And sometimes we lose it.
Yep.
I'm not talking Linda and I. Of course, we never argue.
Of course not. I would hope not.
No, of course not. Hey, one of the things we wanted to talk about today is, you know, I was talking to a physician the other day, and Reading is trying to recruit 75 doctors. Have you? I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't.
Going on.
You know, I just came back from being down south.
You've been gone
for
a
week, a few days.
Well, this has been going on, and what they're saying is that because we're losing so many physicians up here, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yes.
But they're trying to recruit 75 physicians to come to Reading area. They're not. It's the problem they're having.
Well,
is,
who's they? Because cities aren't necessarily.
The city's not.
No.
This is.
Physicians are trying to recruit people into their practices,
and
hospitals.
Jim and a couple others. Yeah, into bringing them into maybe from Dignity in this, bringing in doctors to the area because we've had so many retire or whatever. I know you replaced yourself.
Correct.
With a super addition to our community.
Well,
Paul.
I upgraded the town. They got a younger guy who far more talented than I was and I am. And Paul Mazur and his gorgeous young wife and child. They're a great addition to Reading. I upgraded Reading.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break early because I want to talk about this because the idea of recruiting 75 doctors I think is a wonderful idea. The problems that they're running into is not the practice of medicine, but all the ambiance we have around here right now. So
that's a dimension. There's many reasons behind that.
And let's just talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, whether it's short-term or long-term, it's Sharon Clark. They can customize their home care solutions for your unique situation. That's right. That's Home Helpers. And you want to keep your loved ones where they're happiest. At their home, in their home. 226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
a true tribute band bringing you the excitement, energy, and hits of a live Rolling Stone show. Join us Friday, September 15th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in the Event Center. Colombini's staggering, Jagger-esque showmanship engages in a battle of the sexes with a trio of seductive, bluesy backup vocals. This nine-piece ensemble is a must-see theatrical rock show you will not want to miss as they perform the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Like a Rolling Stone, you can't always get what you want. Let's Spend the Night Together, Brown Sugar, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 15th. A good time will be had by all. Let's Spend the Night Together. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and to help make our home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards, their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock by our new nuclear-powered clock here. Today is the 12th of September 2017. 79 degrees going up to 99 today. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the newly refurbished, redone Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with that walk-in humidor, and just a super selection of new accessories and tobaccos, cigars, pipes. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew. Support our veterans. They support our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell, who's over there choking to death, and Linda's over there pounding him on the back to see if he can breathe.
I was just breathless with Linda's
You were
beauty.
Breathless with anticipation
no, with
there.
With Linda's beauty.
You are so
my breath
smooth.
Away.
Okay. Hey, look. Okay. Now, this was another organization. I think it has to do with Dignity, where they're doing they're recruiting 75 doctors.
Well, maybe their foundation.
Yeah. As you know, that doctors are retiring. Yeah. Leaving, retiring.
Well, like everybody, doctors age, and historically communities have sort of like a seashore. There's a wash up of as physicians age. They have brought younger members into their practices, and they were usually often in the old days three generations of doctors, the senior partners, the more middle age, and then the new hires. But the structure and practice of medicine has been altered enormously by the financial challenges and the issues frankly brought on by government payers, insurance companies, and the authorizations, and now most recently with the electronic medical records. So a lot of guys have given
They've had it. Yeah. And they're retiring early.
There's a lot of people that said, I'm not doing this anymore. And
I mean, you're still cracking chest.
Well, I mean, back up, Paul, and I do surgery still at SRMC, and I actually cover and have an arrangement to provide services at Mercy as well. Because actually, you're sort of needed if you're in town, because there's only in this town, there's only three of us that can do cardiac thoracic.
Okay, so let's look at it. And you did. You brought and I truthfully talking to Joel and Paul, he liked it. Joel was kind of a little concerned about it because there was a number of things, mainly crime, and that was one of the things that she talked to me about. But then now they've built a house and they're happy.
Yeah,
and what a great addition, like you said. But what they're having, the problems I understand they're having, is not especially the medicine or the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ambiance of Reading, that they're going online, they're seeing things, the wives are, and they're not seeing the positive things. If you look at the front page of the Reading newspaper, a lot of times it's extremely negative.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Well, but why? I mean, you know, if that's all you've got on there is that we're bleeding here, because we have a certain amount of bleeding that can go on.
Right.
But we've also got so many great things here that are so positive about Reading and the surrounding area.
Oh.
And one thing would be just the night we went, 10 of us, went out on a patio boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all sitting in the floaties out there and in the water at Lake Shasta. It was a beautiful night, and this is open to everybody. Everybody could do that,
right?
And so
that's not. I mean, I spent 28 years in Long Beach, California, at a big academic medical center, and I did all that. You can't duplicate that experience, Carl. That's what you're really trying to get at, I think, is that the ability of us to just leave the hospital, or some came from brokerage homes, or you from the studio, and there we were, got 20 minutes, we were up in our own little bay,
right,
having
a
wonderful time. And sure, that's got to be part of the recruiting video, should be, frankly, our videos.
It should be that.
And when the foundation at Mercy, which I wish them well in that search. And Shasta Regional has a foundation with the same challenge.
Yeah.
But you don't send them the Reading newspaper, you should send them Enjoy magazine.
It's an Enjoy magazine. They could listen to this show and find out a lot of the positive things that are happening. Like we were here with the Sroptimists are having their, and they have a big
that's a wonderful group.
A big luncheon here, for breast cancer awareness. Riverfront Playhouse.
How about some great videos of Turkey Trot?
The Turkey Trot
doesn't happen in Long Beach, and I'll tell you, that's a day of community.
It is
all ages. Everybody's out there, and everybody's in there. Sweatshirts and
how about the rodeo parade, the Christmas light parade?
Sure.
These are things that people need to see out there, and it doesn't have anything to do with practicing medicine, but what it does have to do
with the practice of life,
and that's absolutely true. So
that frankly, any industry or business,
the practice of life.
That,
I like. Did you like that? I like that. The
yeah,
practice
I
of
like
life.
The practice
Were
of
you
life.
Studying?
I
no, you say
I
these things
come,
all the time.
Come
these
down
things
here to
just
try to
come
pressure,
out.
Carl.
Well,
but the point is,
it's worked once.
We
you brought me the phone.
Yeah, we all spend each day trying to improve what our world is about, and our life, and our marriage, and our kids, and so the term practice is about you continually try to get better at it, and you learn what you appreciate, and what's good, what doesn't work, and so you practice at being life. But all businesses in Reading, if they're trying to recruit outside people, need to have a brag sheet video about Reading lifestyle. Why,
absolutely.
Why would you come here? It's not just, and then frankly, that actually would be, you and I may be designing something from the Chamber of Commerce or somebody else, but the pictures are all here. I've got the slides.
You've got the
slides. Let's shoot the video of life in Reading. Bonnie and I came up here for the wonderful people at SRMC and my operating team, and they were superb. These were the best six.
But you weren't planning on staying here.
That is correct. It was originally a 2-year contract, and to get the program up and going, Bonnie's roots were in Long Beach. We had grandkids there.
Yeah, you got
We liked to play town, and I did my photography. But we met the nicest people. Wait, that includes you two. Somebody think of it, and Bob. And a wonderful community sense where people sort of got your back and look out for each other. And we said, whoa, this is like small town America. And they got this river. Anyway, we went on. And pretty soon we had our condo. We didn't buy a house because we thought we were going to leave in 2 years. That's why we still have our little condo. But we found out that the living, the practice of life here, was thoroughly enjoyable for us because of the people here. Now, I mean, you don't live alone. If you want to do that, you meet a hermit. You don't care where your environment is. But in this community, we found a vibrant community. That needs to be packaged and presented as a reason to make your home here as this. And then, you know, if the record searchlight wants to pick up on the police blotter and keep pounding it down our throat, not that that isn't happening, and we have to address it as a community, but there is so much to actually actively present and sell, and it's not just important for recruiting physicians, but
it's for recruiting businesses, it's
professionals,
for business, other people coming in here, teachers,
that. You actually want to attract young, early families. People are going to make their roots here and bring their talents to town and grow commerce and society. You know, frankly, gosh, what's that group, 30 to something 30s, the 30-40 group at Cascade? I've gone to some of these things. Or the night we had, even though we were talking about crime and other issues, but when the Civic Auditorium was filled up with Chief Paletti and we were addressing that all came out of April LaFrance, I think. And
yeah, that started with April.
You're looking at citizen action and community response. That's America. I mean,
and this is a very responsive community, as we know, that, you know, they...
Well,
you know what? We reflect the community in a lot of ways, but we've got there's a recall going on. And people are going, oh, it's a recall. But this is a community that cares, and there is a large group of people that think that, you know, that we can do better. And that's why this recall started. But you're right, though. We need to package the great things about Reading and put it in a video. Like the schools. Our schools here are really good. Our schools are really good here, our high schools. And guess what? Shasta College is just leaps and bounds every year of the great things they're offering.
Okay, so a project would be why I live in Reading. And a video. Interview some people. Why are you here? Why do you stay here? And then you show this stuff. You're
That's
talking
right.
about it. Yeah, we're actually beginning a screenplay here or something. I don't know if it's screen.
Well,
right
you know, but what it could be is a five minute flick that shows people why we live in Reading, and it could be doctors, lawyers, teachers, plumbers, carpenters. I mean, everybody. I mean, across the board.
Interviews at a beautiful fall happy hour on View 202 deck inside Gironda's restaurant.
Bernie Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. You
could shooting squeaks.
Whiskeytown Falls.
Whiskeytown Falls.
Yeah.
Shooting squeaks.
Go interview the park ranger superintendent right up at Whiskeytown. Right out your back door.
Lassen. Drive through Lassen. Linda and I drove through Lassen the first time. Oh. What? How long ago was it?
They just opened up.
Right? About 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago. And first time, we've been here 10 years, the first time, and we were just totally blown away how beautiful it was.
You can see for a while.
It's one of the hidden treasures of the whole country, national park system.
God. And it is, and people don't even visit Lassen because they really don't know how just beautiful this place is.
Well, in staying with that is that we tried one time, and it was either there were fires or it was closed.
I think the snow was still there.
I'm not sure. There's still snow in the mountains, so we were snow. We had these glacier lakes.
We had a snowball fight.
That were absolutely, it was stunning. And I said, Carl, we both have done a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in Switzerland, and I've been in,
I've been in Mogadishu.
The list goes down. The list goes on, and I can go down the list of how many beautiful places. But right here... I said, where are we? Where are we on the planet right now? And it was one of those...
Fallujah.
Anyway, so I've thought about you, Doug, because I thought Doug should be here with this camera and taking the reflective mountains and the waters. It was just one of those days.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so what we've been talking about is we're trying to recruit doctors here to Reading because we have doctors retiring. And a lot of doctors, let's just face it, some doctors are just saying, I am up to here with all the BS that I have to put up with all the new rules, and I've got to fill out each one of these forms correctly. And if I don't, I don't get paid, and I don't get paid that much anyway, and, you know, the blah, blah, blah. So he goes, you know what, I don't need to put up with this. I'm 60 years old. Now, this guy's got a good 10 years left in him if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
60 years old, that's it. I'm pulling the plug. Well, Now we're trying to bring in the new doctors. And what we were talking about is the families are having some problems looking at, on you know, you're looking stuff online. Oh, and here's a good example. Domestic violence is high in Shasta County, the average. Sitting there talking to Angela Jones and Gene King at the same time at the Library Foundation, another great event, was that maybe it's reported more in Shasta County because we actually do something about domestic violence. They've actually got a place to go to.
Correct.
That the law enforcement authorities are trained in picking up the domestic violence. They've got a place to take people to. So when you have that, more are reported. We could have other areas in this state that it's a lot higher, but it's not reported. Why? Because they don't have a place to go to. They don't have one safe place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at something like that, you've got to look at the caveats with it that says, well, we are doing something about it. Maybe that's why it's being reported.
When I first moved up here, the Record Searchlight had a big expose about how the hysterectomy rate in Shasta County was 4 times higher than any other county in all of California. And it was going on and on. And I called the state to find out that how they actually calculated that. Well, it has to do with the hospital reportings of hysterectomies. And no other hospital does gynecologic surgery in all the surrounding counties, basically. So they were all women from MODOC and everything, you know, right. They were actually coming
from four or five different counties to hospitals.
Whatever reason. Yeah. So and then you take, but the only denominator used was the population of Shasta County. So it looks like. So I said, you know, guys, you could research this a little bit. I did it quickly, and I wrote a little letter to the folks.
And what did they say?
Well, it was an error. They realized, but it was almost as if they wanted to have the bar graph be higher than the other.
Of course,
counties.
They did.
And as if there was something we were going around doing illegal sterilization or something.
Well, you know, it's like the moon thing. Oh, we found out about that. So, gosh, Shasta Region's doing all these other things.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, we need to take a break.
Yeah, we'll find a break. But I do think this important topic. And I'd like to talk about medicine and how doctors have changed their attitude.
Okay, please. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Doug McConnell.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a case
loving you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bach, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 79 right now, going up to 99 degrees today with reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. They have been advertising with us.
Oh, yeah.
Since the very beginning.
I wish I had more hair so I could go see
them. You know what? You can sit in the chair and just talk to them.
Okay.
You know, like this. Maybe go get the Bella LaVie wigs and go down there and have it trimmed. I'm sure that they'd be really happy to do that. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place to get a haircut. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. And we're talking about the shortage of doctors in Reading and how we're trying to import them in. But just medicine in itself here is medicine in trouble as we know it?
Well, that's a big question, an important one.
Especially for the millennials.
Well, I'll pick my field because it's the one I sort of know the numbers best. So in thoracic cardiac surgery, which is an important field for particularly the aging population of America, applicants... There's only enough applicants for about 60% of the approved positions, according to the my sources related to the college and the statistics. Consequently, we're not graduating, or we're on track to not graduate enough people. The training program is 8 years of residency after medical school. So you can, if you get people to not even enter the training funnel, 8 years later is when you pay the price. And the question is, every medical profession needs new graduates, particularly in the specialties, to come in and provide the next younger generation to take over. And historically, practices outside of big entities like Kaiser or universities have been run and owned by the sort of senior guys who basically have excess capital in their practice to then go hire the new grad that they investigate and test and give him 2 or 3 year OJT testing to see if he's worthy of partnership, much like law firms. And then if they pass, you bring them into the group. But there's a process of assimilating from training where you may have 8 years of training, but you're still not mature in your judgment. And there's an apprenticeship ahead of you working with senior surgeons. My apprenticeship came by just being thrown in the military and active duty and say, okay, you're in charge. But be that as it may, you then enter an environment where you work with some senior partners. And that was a historic practice of large groups, Mayo Clinics that way, which is all physician-owned and run. What's changed has been the government began to fiddle-faddle with a lot of things in healthcare, and we're coming into that 8-year window where the decreased entry into the high end, I don't mean by income, but I mean the long training programs, neurosurgeons, uh-huh. orthopedic neurosurgeons, cardiac surgeons, guys and ladies willing to spend 8 years after med school. There's a lot of reasons that people don't enter those. One, they now had...
They've got like $250,000, $300,000 worth of already got...
Medical debt. And they're only going to
get... Which they can't write off.
Well, you cannot, but you can also... You can only get paid resident salaries, and wherever you're doing your training, they don't want to pay you at a salary level to pay off that debt load. So you end up with debt. So then that makes choices for training programs that are much shorter, 2-3 years. And there are those in fields like anesthesia, family practice. Not to demean those fields, it's just the nature of their training is shorter, and you can at least then get into an income-producing mode faster in your life. So it's discouraging to have debt and then think about an 8-year residency training. So where are those people, where are they going to come from? Well, if you can't grow them in your programs in the United States, you end up then having to import them from, you know, other training programs in other countries of hopefully some expected values of training and experience. And that can be okay. I mean, but the United States inadvertently, between Medicare reimbursement, dried up the excess capital that practices could use to bring in young people. So the private practice of specialty medicine is sort of drying up often. That's not necessarily true for everything, but it takes a lot of overhead to run big programs such as the large orthopedic groups in town. Back when I came out of the military and joined Long Beach, where we ultimately had 4 and 5 heart surgeons working together. So that town had plenty of heart surgery recovery, but that was all not hospitals didn't do that. We did that. The doctors built up that program. The hospitals didn't have to pay for anybody's training. We basically came there for the opportunity, and we worked hard. We were on call 24 hours a day. There's no overtime pay. It's just basically five men get together. And we said, we're going to provide the best darn cardiac care that the city of Long Beach can, and we're going to impress everybody. We had only two things to offer, availability and ability to do the surgery. Mm-hmm. And we had to sell ourselves. So we were hustling. I mean, I don't say hustle in a negative way, but we basically realized together the five of us had a reputation we had to present to the community, and that had to be that we're good and we're trusted. And we had to prove ourselves trustworthy. Well, and that was always the private hustle of the good practitioners and specialists.
And that took years. I mean, just years and years and years. But so now,
well, when I came out of the Army, I was just a new guy, but the people in town knew this fellow that hired me, Jim Harper, who had been there 9 years.
Right. They knew him.
And he was good, and he wouldn't hire a schmuck. And
right.
So,
But just going back to the original thing, there were so many, you said there were so many residencies open, and this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
They're totally controlled by, and they're very expensive to own and run, but they're totally controlled as to the number of entrants.
And they can't, but those are empty, though. You said
60% have no, only 60% have applicants from American medical schools. That was a number of a couple of years ago. It may have changed.
Oh, wait a minute, from American I didn't hear that one before.
I didn't put it quite that way, but
okay.
Yeah.
So there's other applicants from other schools coming in.
Well, potentially, but they're going to be foreign graduates from different schools. And I don't mean to be negative by foreign graduates. They're excellent foreign surgeons
there's
in the United
some.
States. But it depends on the country and the training.
Yeah. Okay.
But actually the number of graduates we finished the programs are not the thorough number. When I applied to start my residency in 1971, there were 2 and 3 applicants for every position. It was very competitive, and they're all from the United States.
And now they're
I went to a societal meeting a year or two ago, and there was a big, and it's in June, so the residency starting in July, and it was a big poster from the Mayo Clinic saying they had 2 fellowship openings that had not yet been filled in thoracic surgery, which is not cardiac, but you know, taking out lung cancers. The Mayo Clinic was still at that meeting looking for 2 people 4 weeks before the start of the new training. I was like shocked. I actually took a picture of it because that's a huge dynamic change in the supply process of specialists, which is part of what you're talking about.
Let's talk a little bit about the supply of it. Is the whole thing because of the cost that people incur now, or is it something else?
Well,
that there's a new outlook by new physicians that they'd rather be in an HMO or they'd rather do they don't want to be out on their own. They don't really want to spend that extra time that they want to make money now, or that they just have had it with school. I've had enough.
I can't get inside everybody's head, but that is one of my complaints I've heard, is that people just want a job. And they want hours, and they want time off of the family, and they basically want to have a very defined existence. Back when I exited active duty in the Army, I wanted a position, but I was looking to create a career and a reputation in town. And surgery to me was a vocation. I, and the four men I joined, we were, as a group, we're going to work as hard as possible so that we would ensure our security in our future. We had nobody was guaranteeing us patients. We didn't have contracts. We just had to basically be available and provide great service to those cardiologists who were, you know, often taking care of patients, and the internists. And we had to sell ourselves to the internists that, no, these guys do, we trust their judgment. They work well with us. So if this man's lung tumor looks like it's going to need to come out, I want you to call Doug McConnell. You had to create that by providing a level of service and trustworthiness. When you go to a position where you're the only guy doing the service, then it's just a job and it changes. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Here's the question, though, that we're going to address when we come back.
Okay.
Reportedly, about 40% of Reading's doctors are from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
India, Middle East, somewhere in there. I'd like to see if we can address this when we get back.
I'll be happy to.
Okay.
And they're good doctors.
Well, nothing about that because yeah. I know we have personal friends who we go to.
Yes.
You know, but let's just address that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a gemologist, a jewelry designer who can build it, and contacts throughout the world for those different types of gems you're looking for. In fact, I'm going down there to look for a bauble for next year for somebody's birthday.
How about our tent?
How about the Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
It's fall savings time at Reading Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Reading Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Reading Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento 4-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in our last segment. KCNR 1460 here today on Free Fire Radio. Now tomorrow, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen will be with us. And on Thursday, our incoming police chief, Roger Moore, will be with us. So we've got Pete Hansen tomorrow talking about what he wanted to accomplish while he's here, and then Roger Moore talking about what we need to, what we're going to expect to see over the next few months.
Under his regime.
Under his regime. And on Friday, Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian here on the station, is going to come in and talk about that, Pet of the Week. But there is a variety of a lot of questions. A lot of things we're going to be talking about here the rest of the week, plus the fact of the following us, of course, is
Laura Ingram,
who is the top-rated lady in the business here, and she's got a lot of strong opinions about what's going on.
I like
followed
her.
By Dave Ramsey, who is no politics, but is going to teach you how to stay out of debt and how you can live a life that is like no other by being out of debt. And then, of course, Mark Levin, who just turns it loose on everybody.
And we've given every one of Dave's books as advice to our children and grandchildren.
I tell you what, Dave Ramsey
is an important message.
It is, and if you get the message, is to live debt-free. Okay, we're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking about how many doctors are coming from other countries. India, Middle East, would you say in Reading? The number was like 40%.
I don't have a number, and we were blessed, actually, with a remarkable cross-section of superb physicians in everything from critical care to many of our other specialties. And the individuals that choose to come here and then sort of go through the medical community vetting generally are fine, are excellent. And don't give anybody negative points for the fact they weren't American, because there's actually American doctors that historically, both in Long Beach and anywhere, can be bad. But it has to do with the individual's character, dedication to what he does, and his ability to his or her ability to work and stay up, and is committed to the people and their patients. And we have foreign trained or born physicians that are just top notch here now, and that's part of that because as the American society or students tend to shy away from healthcare because of the cost of going here, it creates these opportunities for qualified people to enter the United States and then come prove themselves. And this, in fact, if those individuals weren't here at Reading, I don't know how we would function as a medical.
Well,
community.
I can tell you. Let's just talk about Dr. Payush Dhanuka,
yeah.
Dr. Primla Dhanuka. Dr. Yeah. Payush Dhanuka has got,
a two-for-one.
Yeah, he does the, colonoscopies what do you call that when you put it down your throat, too?
Esophageal gastrectomy. Yeah.
And then, of course, Dr. Primla Dhanuka is an oncologist in town. And then her sister just moved up here, who treats geriatrics,
and
which is the only one in town, I think, that treats that.
That could be.
That treats older
you
people.
You need her number, Colin.
I do. Yeah. She's that you just – which birthday was that for you?
Okay. Well, actually, I've got a good story to make your point and mine.
Is that, the ones we get here are very common. Dr. Khan, one of the best guys out there you want to go to.
And devotes a lot of time effort to making educational programs for the medical community up here every May.
But what you're saying here is
are quality people.
These are quality people that are here. It's kind of like we're sucking the best and brightest out of these other nations, these other countries, to come here and practice
because
and live, and they love it here.
Because they see opportunities in the private practice
of
medicine in rural
Absolutely.
America. And they may not be as spoiled as the young American graduates, but I'm going to tell a quick Dhanuka story. One night he called me with a patient that had a esophageal tear that we had to required immediate operating room, and he had worked him up in the ER, and I came in to see the patient, and I said, but I got to pick up my wife at the airport. She's coming in on the 10 o'clock flight from Los Angeles, back when we had that, but I had to go to the OR, and he said, I'll pick up your wife. And so,
I love that. And
she's on the plane. I can't message her. And I say, okay, well, she's a cute blonde, and she's going to get off. She's going to be looking for me. And so he said, you take care of my patient, and I'll take care of your wife. And we made this pact in the ER, and he went off to the airport, and I took the patient to the operating room. And he's standing there with a little sign saying, you know, Bonnie McConnell.
I'm not Doug.
So, and we've had good – but that's the nature of this – and that – that's by definition a community member and a.
This is a man that cares about the community. The
right.
whole family cares about the
that's
community.
Correct. And that's what you want to attract
yes.
here.
And whether they're from another country or not, because guess what? They're American. They love this.
Yeah, yeah.
They love this country. They maybe, you know, they're working on their citizenship, maybe already have their citizenship or whatever it is, but I haven't found one of them that hasn't loved this country.
No.
I've been seen by him. I've been seen by a guy that for orthopedic type stuff. I mean, just everything. So, and okay, now quickly, we just had another physician say something since you a text.
Yes, actually, an individual that I respect and know well, but we don't necessarily need to get names.
No, but names.
He is a young physician who has made choice to be part of this community for a lot of reasons. But he also has been involved in young families that and other physicians will call him. Hey, tell me about Reading. What's to go on? And he says, so, he said, okay, he said, I've had potential doctors' wives call and ask me about moving to Reading, and I can't lie about the town. And here's the important message, and it's about doctors, but it's also about anybody other business in town that we want to grow. Quote, we need to clean up the city here or it will never attract any new doctors or other young professionals. I've seen it firsthand, young educated physicians and their families not coming here because of the crime, drugs, and transient population. Fixing this town will have an effect on who we can recruit. And that's not just medicine, but it's exactly to grow and maintain the professional excellence in this town.
But
this must be addressed, which is a good segue into Pete Hansen
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah, well, Pete's going to talk about the things they've done. And I tell you what.
So I agree with his comment, by the way.
There are things that have happened, like Pete Hansen wanted to increase the number of district attorneys we have
mm-hmm.
so we can run more people through. And it was voted down by the Community Crime Partnership Group. It went 3-3. There was only 6 of them there. So 3 of them voted against that. And why? Well, we may not have the money in 5 years. You know,
we won't be here. The budget.
The budget, you know, even though we have the surplus right now, it may not be here in 5 years. Guess what? You may not be there in 5 years because this town may be overrun by ferals. And I'm not talking Dr. Feral. I'm talking ferals like the feral maneuver, you know, the feral animals.
Yeah.
You know what? Bob uses this term, and it's got me doing it now. But we need to see, we need to push on that. That's true. But I also disagree in the sense that when this young physician is asked this question, he could also point out that there has been action taken and that there are so many great things about this town.
Well, and I'm sure he and his wife do. But the point is, if you're outside Reading and you're going to the usual sources to find out what's going on in town, it's a discouraging picture you can create. So they're absolutely correct. In fact, for all of us that live here in Reading, what they're saying is correct. And I frankly was sitting with the group of citizens working with the city manager, and I sort of threw out this crazy idea: let's have a new model for Reading, calling it the encampment-free city. Because it's illegal to have camps. And so let's actually enforce that law. And, of course, the nice thing is we've seen recent efforts in that regard.
Well,
it's simplistic.
To make that work.
But why not the government take that on as an actual goal and then and enforce that law?
How'd you like working on that committee? I understand it went along pretty well.
I met some great folks that I didn't know because I'm pretty much been sequestered in the healthcare field and the hospital. And I was impressed with the talent and commitment to the community, but everything from car dealer folks that were there, restaurant owners, and April LaFrance was part of the group. And I hope that's the right name. But
yeah.
And Barry Tippin was listening. And it wasn't too long after that, my wife ran to me and said, my gosh, on the neighborhood report thing, we just had these raids on three encampments and X number of arrests and this and that. It was almost like a celebration.
We need to push that every day. If they're in Benton Park, if they're mm-hmm. in South City Park, if they're any city park, we need to push people out of there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you know what? Let me get my little heart beating for people, but we need to push them out because it's illegal for them to be there.
And that's my point. If we can just take that as it's already in our city code, they can't be camping in our city, and that makes a change. It's important to the future of the city, and I think your point about trying to put it in that budget perspective in 5 years. I only think we got a year to deal with this issue.
Yeah, you know what? This whole thing about
it's only going to get worse if it's left not treated.
Yeah, and this thing was immediately, Leonard Modi just, well, how can you say that about it? That isn't a surplus. Well, yeah, it is a surplus. It's a surplus right now. Now, maybe in 4 or 5 years it's down. You know, that surplus is gone. But we've got it right now. Why aren't we using it?
You're talking about a bank account that I don't...
We're talking about the community partnership, Community Crime Partnership Fund that they get for the 109 money. And right now, there's like $4.6 million in
just
it.
Okay.
Just laying there. Because they can't agree. And a perfect example was when Hansen tried to put another district attorney on it and talked to Bridget. I talked to Stephanie Bridget. She said, yeah, it was. We were all for that, except three voted against it. And three against it. So it died. It died right there because the mental health people, that could take some money away from us. Or that, what about the future and all this? I mean, it's just such crap when we're in here fighting it. And we've got weak people leading this whole thing. So
I think define your goals and go for it. And because if you don't do that, you're going to have problems like recruiting
doctors.
Thank you, doctors.
Dr. Doug
Thank you,
McConnell.
Doug
you're
McConnell.
The best. We love you.
You
are a friend and our mentor and our hero.
Even if I'm an Army guy, you're okay with that.
Yes, you're our hero.
I take it all back. Oh, no. Oh, hey, look, tomorrow, Chief Peter Hansen, probably his last appearance on media out here. And then, of course, Roger Moore on Thursday and Laura Ingram following us here. Everybody, have a great day.
Yes.
And the news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Chased from their homes by ferocious Hurricane Irma, people are now starting to return to some of the islands of the Florida Keys, but the lower Keys, including Key West, still off limits. Millions in Florida and Georgia are without power. FEMA Chief Brock Long says it'll be a while before the lights come back on.
It takes a long time for this infrastructure to come back up. It may take multiple days, if not weeks, in some areas, as we've been saying before the storm hit.
7 deaths in Florida as a result of the storm, 2 fatalities in Georgia, and 1 in South Carolina. At least 35 people were killed in the Caribbean.